Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program, AMPM Sports, ESPN1005.com. Follow along on Twitter at AaronESPN1005, at AaronESPN1005. Also on Facebook, Facebook.com/AaronMurett, M-E-U-R-E-T-T. Facebook.com/AaronMurett. It is AMPM Sports. Thank you very much for checking out the archived audio page here today. It is sports knowledge and sports genius for your ears for the next hour. Coming up on today's program, we will discuss Brett Favre weighs in on the Peyton Manning legacy issue. Also, the Bucks actually got a win. We'll talk about that coming up in a minute. Record-setting amount of people watching Sunday's Super Bowl, despite the blowout and the embarrassing loss that it caused to the Denver Broncos. 111.5 million people watched that game. 111.5, and it did not matter the score. It set records in the amount of people who were watching. It also set records on social media, the amount of tweets per minute, the amount of people who were on Twitter, Facebook, and talking about the big game. And Fox lucked out, because once that game became a blowout, they said they were nervous that people were going to be flipping off, clearly, because the game was over as soon as halftime ended and Percy Harvin returned that kickoff for a touchdown. They thought they were going to have all sorts of people tuning out. It was not the case, fortunately enough for them. It also set a record in the amount of people who watched it via the internet and the live stream of the game. 528,000 people online. The previous high number for viewers was between the Giants and Patriots in 2012, 111.3 million. This one had 111.5. Not bad for a game that was played between two teams that were not in major markets. And I think there was a when leading up to the game, everyone thought it was going to be a good game, but I don't know how many people really had a rooting interest. I think most fans, not just here in Wisconsin but across the United States, don't really care one way or the other about Seattle or Denver. Maybe some were rooting for Denver because of Peyton Manning and wanting to see him succeed and grab another one on his way out of the NFL, maybe sometime soon. Peyton Manning, and if you listen here on SportsFan 100.5 to The Herd with Colin Cowherd, he brought up the fact that he thought Peyton Manning looked old on Sunday. Certainly did compared to Russell Wilson. There have not been too many games in the Super Bowl where a quarterback played as poorly as he did. Now, he did set the record for completions in a Super Bowl, but clearly his play beginning to end was not good enough. It was a poorly played Super Bowl by him. I guess he played a game kind of like how you would expect Tony Romo to show up and play in a Super Bowl. Brett Favre weighed in on Manning's legacy. He had some things to say. And most of it, again, I disagree with, because he came out and tried to defend Peyton Manning. He said, would Manning like to have more Super Bowl wins? Sure. But I think what he has done is unbelievable. I think quarterbacks get labeled with wins and losses, and it's unfair because it's a team game. Peyton can play great today, and they could lose. He could not play very well, and they could win. Whether or not he wins this game, I don't think it has anything to do with his legacy. It's not so much about the wins versus losses for Peyton in the playoffs. What the issue is, and where it comes into his legacy, is how poorly he played. It's not that the Broncos lost. Look, everyone understands that it's a team game. Okay, we get it. I know that. To me, it's not about whether he won or lost the game. If he would have came out and played very well and Denver lost, I think it would help Peyton. But the fact of the matter is, he played poorly. He played an unacceptable game at an unacceptably poor level in the Super Bowl. And as far as what Favre said, that he thinks quarterbacks get labeled with wins and losses, and it's unfair because it's a team game. Okay, now we're bringing this up again. Basically, essentially what Favre is saying is that, well, when teams lose, the quarterback gets too much of the blame. We mentioned that yesterday, this old saying that the quarterback gets too much credit when they win, they get too much blame if they lose. If that's the case, Brett, or anyone else who says that, why do they get paid so much? If quarterback is just another part of the team, why is Rodgers, Breeze, Flacco, Manning, Favre, when he played, why did they get paid so handsomely compared to other players on the team? So I don't buy it. If you want to be considered just another player, then don't be getting paid so much money. But when you are valuable as a quarterback, and that is the most valuable position in any sport, and you're getting paid 4, sometimes 5 times as much as any other player out on the field, look, you better be getting a lot of credit when you win, and you also better be getting a lot of blame if you play poorly and lose. That's the nature of the position. And the money that they make bears that out. It is not true that quarterbacks get too much credit when they win. It is not true that they get too much blame when they lose, because they are the ones getting paid the big bucks to make the big plays and to touch the ball on every single offensive play. They're responsible for making adjustments at the line of scrimmage. It all comes into it. Just something for you to think about. Brandon Knight had a game-winning three-pointer to beat the Knicks last night, leading the Milwaukee Bucks to that elusive 9th win of the season. There was a massive crowd of 11,000 fans at the Bradley Center, mostly to see Carmelo Anthony, I assume. 11,000, what a crowd. Probably about what you get at an Admirals game. But it was better than what the Bucks have been averaging for, well, probably all season. Bucks get that elusive win. I tweeted this out last night, and it got a little bit of response, because it proves a point. I said, hey, you know what? Carmelo Anthony, he's in Milwaukee playing against the Bucks. Maybe he'll really enjoy his day here in Milwaukee and decide to sign with the Bucks. You say, well, there's no way that'll happen. You are correct, which is why there is no hope for a team in the city of Milwaukee. We'll take a break, come back, have more AM PM Sports, ESPN 1005.com.